I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Today, we're going to talk about detecting the yards of private homes. You've learned to get permission in earlier shows. We're going to assume you've done that. And now we're going to talk about which homes are the best homes. There are three criteria, and if your selected home meets all three of these, the odds are really good you're going to find some old stuff. Here are the three factors you're looking for. Number one, older homes. And by older, I mean built before 1940. Number two, in downtown areas. And by downtown, I mean within walking distance of the soda shop, the drugstore, the bank, the library. And number three, on corner lots. Corner lots because people tend to cut across corner lots, and with people walking through the yard, they're more likely to drop money in the yard. I own a house that was built in 1917 on a corner lot near downtown Urbana, Illinois. I know it was built in 1917 because I replaced the bathroom sink a few years ago. The sink had a tall splash block. That means the porcelain of the sink was up about a foot from the faucets against the wall. And when I pulled the old bathroom sink off, I found written in pencil on the wall behind the splash block, quote, "This sink installed May 12, 1917 by L.A. Taylor." I thought that was really great. I was the first person to see that writing since that sink had been installed back in 1917. I confirmed the construction year by finding my address listed in the 1917 Urbana City Directory, but not in the 1916 City Directory. This is a good way to learn how old houses are, by the way. Drop by the library and check the City Directory listings. Now, when I say my house is near downtown, I mean it's 2 blocks from a bank, 2 blocks from the high school, 3 blocks from an elementary school, and 4 blocks from the downtown shopping area. People walk by the house all day, every day, going to and from all the places I just listed. And they walked those sidewalks and through those yards even more in the early days, back in the 1920s, when fewer people had vehicles. And those people always had money in their pockets. Unlike the farm kids, they needed money every day, for candy bars, for Coca-Colas, for comic books, for newspapers. The kids had to buy school lunches. Adults are always spending money on little things. And since I'm on a corner lot, people do cut across the corner of my yard just to save a little bit of time. In the grassy area between the sidewalk and the street, this is an area just about large enough to set up a tightly spaced croquet set, I found over 100 coins. I found another 25 coins in my side yard. Both the front yard and the side yard are on the street since it's a corner house. So remember this key. Old houses, downtown neighborhoods, corner lots. The secret formula for great finds. For more on hunting yards, listen to program number 49. And for more articles about metal detecting, check my website, treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.